This is the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today is Saturday, June 6th, which means it's a free agency preview episode for this Sunday's weekly fab bidding on the NFBC and other weekly leagues that play on other sites. Now, my schedule today, this weekend, it didn't really permit me a lot of time to put together the usual fab episode. So today might go a little short, but there really aren't any premium additions this week. I'll dig a bit into one situation in particular, but mostly today I'm looking at ownership percentages for the NFBC online championship leagues. Of course, I use those as my usual barometer for a typical competitive league, and I'll highlight any useful saves options that aren't 100% rostered. And I'll mix in some guys who should probably be dropped, who are still rostered on too many teams. So we're not wasting any time today. Let's start right in. And the biggest closer news of the week came out of Kansas City, where the Royals finally removed Lucas Urseg from ninth inning responsibilities, and deservedly so. Now, last Tuesday on the show, I highlighted three names who could be in the mix for saves there. It was Daniel Lynch IV, Matt Strom, maybe even John Schreiber. And Royals manager Matt Quatraro said he was going to take a matchup-based approach to the late innings. So, of course, it's the year of closer chaos after all. Of course, it was Alex Lang saving consecutive games on Wednesday and Thursday. The same Alex Lang who had pitched in a game the Royals won only three times in 23 appearances before this week. In the month of May, Lang pitched in 11 games, 10 of them Royals losses. And this season, Lang has entered with the Royals losing at the time in 18 of his 26 appearances. So there was nothing, no indication at all that Alex Lang was favored for saves with Urseg gone, which is why I don't think he's favored for saves even now. Now, Lang will likely get a lot of attention Sunday and a lot of fab dollars thrown his way, especially if no other Royals reliever gets a save this weekend. But I'm cautioning against that. He's not the Royals' new closer, even if he is now part of the committee approach and an option for saves. I see this as a situation similar to Jacob Junis in Texas earlier this year. A lot of dollars were just wasted on Junis after a three-save week, which could easily be explained away as just opportunistic. So let's not make the same mistake with Alex Lang. Now, of course, anyone in the mix for saves in their bullpen is worth looking at, but Alex Lang bids this weekend should be limited, and they should be reasonable. I wouldn't go over $25 in NFBC leagues and their $1,000 fab budget. You know, I'd rather add a Matt Strom or Daniel Lynch for single digits. So that's my take on the Kansas City bullpen. But let's move on now to every closer or relevant reliever who's not 100% rostered in NFBC OC leagues, starting with Sir Anthony Dominguez in Chicago at 99%. So maybe he's available in a league or two of those online championships. But he needs to be rostered. He is the White Sox closer. Of course, it could be a bumpy ride at times. There's a risk he could lose the job in any given week. But he's top 10 in saves overall right now and currently secure in his role. Needs to be rostered. Lucas Urseg is still at 80%, but I expect we'll see that number plunge significantly after Sunday. His manager did mention that he sees Urseg as a possible closer again this season, but this year he's just not a good enough pitcher to hold for a month or more waiting on that to happen. He's a drop. Jacob Latz on the Rangers is also at 99% rostered. He won't offer a high volume of saves while pitching for the Rangers, but in any league that does count saves, Latz needs to be on somebody's team. Now, I'll package together the Brewers pair of Trevor Megill at 99% owned and Abner Uribe at 96%. Megill did recently take the closer role back from Uribe. That seems pretty clear. But I do think this is still a bit of an unsettled situation. Megill blew a save last night in Colorado. I don't think that changes anything back immediately. And while 96% is really high, I do think Uribe is worth holding for those who can, at least until we have some more stability there. Next up, I see Kenley Jansen at 90% rostered. He threw a bullpen session yesterday. So, I mean, there's a chance he misses the minimum time on the IL and returns as early as late next week. So Jansen's not widely available, just 10% of leagues. But I would be looking to add him in those leagues where he is available. Jansen hasn't had a great year, but I do think he probably returns to that ninth inning when he's back. Emilio Pagan is another injury stash, yet again, if you're a listener of the show. He's up to 71% rostered now, so that number keeps getting higher each week. The Reds' bullpen has really been a mess, I would say, in his absence, but even before that. And Pagan, to be fair, was part of that. But I think he's definitely coming back to the closer job. The only question is when at this point. Pagan had a favorable MRI on his hamstring about a week ago. It showed healing, but still perhaps he's 3 to 4 weeks away from a return. It's hard to say, but he is worth a stash for those with the room to carry him for several more weeks. All right, Hogan Harris is next up on this list. He's only 14% rostered, but that makes sense. He has 5 saves on the season, but they've all been spread out, never more than 1 in a week. He's part of a committee at best, so he really should only be rostered as a last resort for an occasional save chance. Ideally, he's better as a drop. Clayton Beter of the Nationals is here at 83% rostered. So I talked about him on Tuesday. He looks to be the closer, or at least the favorite for saves in Washington again. So he's not a pitcher worth spending a lot to acquire, but someone we could look to add as preferably your third option for saves on your team. All right, next we have Rico Garcia of the Orioles. He's at 74% rostered in those OC leagues. Ryan Helsley still looks to be several weeks away from a return. Garcia is the top option the Orioles have, so he's certainly worth an add in those quarter of leagues where he's available. Caleb Killian of the Giants is on 67% of OCs. Now, the Giants don't have a closer, but Killian, despite the ugly 5-run blown save in Colorado a little over a week ago, Killian probably still the best option we have to get saves out of the Giants bullpen. But really, we should only be trying to add him to, you know, the bottom of bidding queues at a low cost. Now, Kirby Yates in LA, he's at 83% owned. He allowed a walk-off homer to Freddie Freeman just last night. He also blew a save this week, so he really has not capitalized on the chance he had to really take charge of the closer job for the Angels. Despite this, I think he may still be the short-term, very short-term, a favorite for save chances in what really is a bad bullpen. But Kirby Yates should be nothing more than a backup bidding option, kind of similar to Caleb Killian. I don't see much upside for Yates anymore unless he can regain that lost velocity. You know, he's still sitting below that 92 mile per hour average from last year. He's, you know, around 90, touching 91. But he just needs more than that to be successful. All right, so I think I'll finish this section with another pair. That's Kyle Finnegan and Will Vest in Detroit. So Finnegan is on 54% of teams. Vest is only at 8%. Now, in Kenley Jansen's absence, it's been Vest getting the closer usage. He finished off a four-run game last night after he had a five-out save on Monday. Finnegan blew the first Tiger save chance after Kenley hit the IL, and he's been used to set up Vest in their last two games. So neither pitcher will have much relevance if Kenley can return in about a week when he's eligible. But based on usage, if we're picking one for next week only, it looks like it has to be Vest. So I will end the episode today with a drop list. I realize I really haven't addressed drops as often in recent weeks. So these are guys still rostered too highly that we can safely say goodbye to. And already mentioned, but Lucas Ursegg tops this list. I wouldn't wait around for him. Brian King is on 57% of those OC teams. Josh Hader is back, so King can be dropped. And Jeff Hoffman is still on about half of OC teams. I liked Hoffman coming into the year. I had a vested interest in him getting that closer job back at some point, but it's not happening. We can cut him. Now, Robert Suarez is on 93% of teams. I understand why, but Raisel Iglesias is the full-time closer in Atlanta. Now, Suarez is one of the league's best direct handcuffs. He's absolutely next in line. We already saw that earlier this year when Iglesias was on the IL. I see why he's being held, but you can drop him if you can better utilize the roster spot. Victor Vodnik, for some reason, is still on 10% of OC leagues. That should be zero. Get rid of him. Same with Joel Kunal in Sacramento, 12% rostered, but he's a nope. Now, Gus Varland in Washington, 22%. He's a little more interesting, at least. Clayton Beter is not Mariano Rivera. Of course, neither is Varland. It's just hard to justify holding Varland if he's not the primary closer, which he doesn't appear to be anymore. Now, why is Ryan Walker still on 5% of OC teams? I can only guess that those owners are already moved on to football. They're drafting their best ball teams as we speak. And, you know, Brian Abreu, 12% rostered in OCs. Kind of a wasted roster spot. It has been all season long. Get rid of him. No need to have him anymore. Dennis Santana, of course, from Pittsburgh, and Tony Santillan of the Reds, both at 19% owned. So that's one in five leagues where they are on a roster. There's got to be better choices. We don't need to hold bad relievers, even if they don't seem far from saves. Though Dennis Santana probably is far from saves at this point. That's Gregory Soto's job. I would have already dropped Santana long ago. I would be dropping Santillan at this point. He was a decent spec ad when Cincinnati just had a vacuum in the ninth inning, but he's not the guy. All right, and lastly, Grant Taylor. He's an interesting one as well. He's at 65% rostered, which is still the residual effect of him being, at the time, a nice speculative addition in that week where Sir Anthony Dominguez seemed on the verge of losing his job. But it didn't work out. It didn't happen. And that's fine. That's why these are speculative additions. Grant Taylor's current role doesn't give him a great chance at getting wins or saves. So he does get the strikeouts. The ratios are good. As much as I love Grant Taylor, the pitcher, I don't love Taylor, the fantasy asset, and we can drop him. So that wraps up today's Fab preview episode of the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. You'll hear from me again on Tuesday. I'll recap the weekend, cover the latest news. But until then, let's close it out.